You've waited a long time for this day. Just what's it like for you to get back into a game day routine?
Exciting. It's been a while. You know, I've only played a few exhibition games and a couple shifts in the last, like, 8 months, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it's gonna take a bit to get back into the swing of things, but, you know, I'm playing with Blake and staff tonight, so probably going to lean on those guys a bit to help me out at first.
How long does it take to kind of feel comfortable again into a game?
I have no idea. I know it's not going to feel great right off the start. It's going to take a bit. You know, it could be a few shifts, could be a couple games, but, you know, my goal is to try and get back and get up to speed as fast as I can.
What do you focus on early on?
For me, it's just kind of the little things, trying to do well in faceoffs, and I'm sure my shift length is going to be career low tonight. You know, other than that, just doing the little things, playing good defense, stuff like that.
Faceoffs could be big for this team, just based on the fact that's been one area maybe that has struggled so far this year. Hope you can add to the positive side of that.
Yeah, that's one of my goals, to come back. It's something I feel like I can be good at right away again, to get back in the faceoff dot. And, you know, I see the guys working on it every day. I mean, they're talking to the coaches, they're watching video and practicing in practice. So we're all communicating, trying to get better as a group at them.
Is that something you can give tips on?
I think we can all help each other a bit. You know, throughout the game, we take faceoffs against different centermen on the other team. And you know, if one of us is struggling, we can go up to the other guy and ask, you know, what do you see? What can I try against this guy? So we got some good communication through the centers of trying to work through things.
The last time you've been through this kind of inactivity?
Probably, you know, through the summer, then, you know, those first few exhibition games. That was the longest break I've had. And, you know, I'm kind of lucky. I got at least a few exhibition games in and a couple of shifts in. But, yeah, I've never really been off this long, probably since the lockout. So, you know, I hope to get up to speed as fast as I can.
Based on the fact that the rest of the team has had to play already 24 games, instead of rusty, could you be fresh?
I mean, I feel fresh. You know, that's probably the only benefit of not playing. Your body's healthy, and you feel fresh when you get back. I mean, the guys have had a tough schedule and you know, a lot of travel the last month. So, you know, I feel like I can come in, maybe bring some energy a bit.
Your coach talked a lot at the beginning of the year about this team trying to figure out its identity, who they are with all the new players. From what you've seen, what do you think this team's identity is?
I think we're a young, skilled, fast team. You know, I think we're just trying to be more consistent in the way we play and you know, our preparation coming out and trying to treat each game like it's the same. And, you know, that comes with just how young of a team we are. We're just, you know, we're still trying to learn how to prepare and you know, get used to the schedule. So, but when we get going, I think, you know, we're a fast, young team, and we're exciting to watch.
We in the media have talked at length about the importance of adding a guy like you into a young lineup because of your veteran presence. So talk about, for yourself, what you see the importance or what you can bring to this team to ramp it up.
Honestly, these first few games, I'm not going to try and do too much. You know, I just want to get back and help the team, even if it's in the smallest ways. You know, they've all been in a lot more action than I have, so, you know, they kind of know what's going on in the room and on the ice and on the bench. So, for me, I'm just going to try and get a feel for it and see where it goes from there.
Are you nervous after being out so long?
What's that?
Are you nervous?
A little bit. You know, this, like I said, the first few shifts are probably going to be gassed and breathing hard, and, you know, everything's probably going to seem pretty fast, but I'm hoping, you know, once I get, you know, my feet under me, I'll be good to go.
The fact that you've played with Blake so often over the years, does that help, you think, or do you expect that might help with getting back into a rhythm that you know?
I think so. I think it's definitely comforting yesterday to come to the rink and see I was on a line with him, just because I know how to play with him. I know, you know, we've played a lot together and we've got some chemistry together, and, you know, I told him, just make sure you talk to me a lot out there, and I'll be keeping them pretty short, so hopefully we can, you know, spark something.